open space that contained a cluster of doors, each bearing spiked metal bars. Clearly, this was the dungeon area, the last place he wanted to be. He hurried past the first door, trying hard not to look at the occupant, while at the same time deciding where Asmodeus was likely to have his private quarters. Upstairs. Definitely upstairs. Just as he passed the last door, there was a rush of air, and a woman appeared at the bars, yelling at the top of her lungs, "I demand to be released! You can tell your boss that he's going to incur the wrath of not only the dragons, but the Charmers League, as well as the officials in the other world. They don't take the imprisonment of their members light. Hey!" Constantine, who froze when the woman started shouting, turned slowly to look at her. She was gazing at him with a curious look on her face, part annoyance, part astonishment. She pointed at him. "Hey, you're not a demon." With a glance up and down the hall, thankfully empty, he shifted out of the spirit world and into his corporeal form. "You could see me. How is this possible? No one can see me when I'm in that state. No one but another spirit, and you." He studied her closely for a moment. "You are not a spirit. Did you say Charmers League?" "That's right, I'm a charmer. You're a ghost? What are you doing in Abaddon? You look like a dragon, but dragons don't get resurrected."
"They do if they are exceptional specimens," he said smugly. "I am Constantine Norka, Wyvern of the Silver Dragons."
He made a formal bow. Her eyes widened, then narrowed into little slits of glittering blue. "Did Kostya send you after me?" "He did, didn't he? I told him that I would be perfectly fine getting the talisman, but he kept insisting that he'd send someone else in to get it. Honestly, you dragons are the stubbornest beings I've ever encountered." Constantine eyed the woman, then pointedly looked at the bars.
"The woman said, waving a dismissive hand at them.
I know what you're thinking."
"I doubt that," Constantine said with a wry little smile.
"You're thinking that I was hasty in trying to get the talisman myself, rather than waiting for whoever Kostya came up with to do the job, but that's unfair. It was just the merest coincidence that those stupid guards were upstairs when I came through the tear."
"The tear in what?" he asked,
wondering if there had been a less arduous way to enter the palace.
"Space, of course. I hired a demon to tear open space so I could sneak in and out without anyone noticing me.
And it would have worked, too, if those guards hadn't chosen that moment to walk into the room." She sighed. "Oh well, it's a moot point now. If you're the man Kostya hired to help steal the talisman, then you can let me out and I can get it and be on my way." Constantine thought quickly while absently taking in her appearance. She wasn't overly tall, but had dark red hair that seemed to move around her as if it had a life of its own. Her eyes were a clear, warm blue that reminded him of the Aegean Sea. She had freckles on skin the color of very milky coffee. He couldn't make a judgment on her breasts, since the sweater she wore concealed them, but he was willing to bet she had a nice ass. It was at that point he realized he was ogling her hips in an attempt to qualify that guess, and with an effort, snapped his gaze up to her face. She was glaring at him.
"Had a nice gander, did you? Need a little longer? Maybe you'd rather take pictures so you can look at them later."
No. That's not necessary."
He thought for a moment.
"Unless you really wouldn't mind, that is. Just a few informal shots would suffice."
She grabbed the bars, yelped, and released them, but stood as close as she could, her nostrils flaring in a manner that he found wholly enticing.
Isolde never flared her nostrils in just such a way.
He froze at that thought, immediately filled with an odd sort of guilt. How could he even compare this woman, this charmer of curses, with his beloved Isolde?
"Look, I don't know who you are. I told you, I am Constantine Norka. It used to be Constantine of Norka, but I am now very much with the times. I have a mobile phone, I listen to podcasts, I twat."
The woman's eyes rounded in utter surprise.
"You... what?"
"I write twats. Not often, and only Isolde and her oldest son follow me, but I frequently use my mobile phone to post pictures. Isolde always has nice things to say about them. What is your name? I keep thinking of you as unnamed woman, and it's getting annoying." She stared at